Larry Merchant joins us on Sports Byline, longtime boxing commentator for HBO Sports and HBO Boxing, and of course was inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame. And recently, it was his last fight, and with HBO, a 35-year career as a boxing commentator on HBO. How hard was it for you to walk away from the game as a commentator, Larry?
Well, at the end of the day, it was kind of bittersweet, but there was closure, and I ain't done yet. I'll be seeing you around. Not as the regular ringside commentator with HBO, but you'll find me here, there, somewhere, everywhere.
One of the things that I've always felt about analysts, no matter what the sport might be, is that they are there not to tell you what happened, but to tell you why something happens. Am I correct in that observation when it comes to boxing?
Well, there are different kind of analysts. There are, when Manuel Stewart, who died recently, was a former and current trainer who knows of boxing, the science of the sport, the everything to be known, and comes with great authority to comment on what he is seeing in a technical fashion. I, as a third man in the booth, so to speak, have a different point of view. I have a training and experience and background in journalism. I try to bring the big picture to it, the human element of it, what it all means, if anything, in the infinite scheme. So I believe when you have a third person, it would, if he's just going to go where a good blow-by-blow host and analyst there are, there's no point in it. The point is to have somebody who comes at it from a different angle of vision.
You were a columnist with the Philadelphia Daily News and a general reporter for the New York Post. So
I was also a columnist with the Post.
Yes, okay. I'm going to ask you whether the personality and the dynamic of boxing is different than, say, in other sports, because it has kind of a history that's a little bit different. It has champions. It's not like other sports where you may play a game every other day or you have a long season. Boxes are off for as long as maybe a year and everything. Tell me about the personality of the sport.
Well, one of the reasons that writers in general have been attracted to boxing is because it's an every man for himself game in and out of the ring. A lot of hustlers and rustlers outside of the ring. A lot of kids from different backgrounds, usually from extreme poverty, who come to this sport in some fashion or other, particularly since it was really a deeply relevant part of the social fabric. And it's because it's virtually naked man-to-man skill and will being tested, it becomes a great stage to observe human nature and the human qualities in the competition and the dramas that unfold.
One of the things that I think is interesting about the job that you did is that you would climb into the ring and interview guys immediately after the fight. And you know how, you know, athletes are after they've been in a sporting event. And yet you always asked very direct, sometimes, insightful questions that upset them. How hard was that for you? And some of the conflicts, I remember the Floyd Weather Jr. outburst towards you, in which he later apologized to. You said, I wish I was 50 years younger, I would kick your ass. And that dynamic you do not see in other sports, at least I haven't seen it over the years.
Well, I think it's one of the fascinating parts of this particular sport. That minutes after two guys have been beating up on each other for up to an hour. They come and speak to us, and I understand that we are not necessarily going to get objective analysis of what just happened, and that some fighters or athletes even are better at that than others. But we see them again, kind of their naked emotions immediately after doing battle. And that also reveals part of the human behavior of this kind of theater. And yes, I ask direct questions. You don't have an hour to interview anybody. You have to get to it. I've been doing that for a very, very long time with every kind of athlete and every kind of sport. So I'm trying to get through understanding that this is right after the heat of battle, the battle of battle, that I'm not asking for perfect answers, but I'm also going to challenge them on what they've done, what they say, what they've said coming into the event, and asking impertinent questions sometimes, but that's what I've always done. That's what I think my role is supposed to be.
One of the things that I've always found interesting about boxing is that the athlete in boxing is usually not educated to a great degree, not college educated probably for sure. They usually come out of some difficult circumstances, either in their living arrangement or maybe they've done time in prison and that sort of thing. And that adds a real color to, I think, the sport. When you think about all the fights that you've seen, the boxers that you've witnessed, Larry, what are the ones that stand out to you over 35 years?
Well, you know, the last fight between Pacquiao and Marquez 8 or 9 days ago was about as good as, you know, what I've called the theater of unexpected brings to us. But there have been many great fights along the years I've had, going back to Leonard and Hearns and Leonard and Hagler and Holyfield and Bo fights and Tyson being upset by Douglas. There are just many, many outstanding fights. And I go back to Ali and Frazier and even to Robinson and Basilio. So I've been around a while and seen a lot of great fights. Sometimes in a big event, the expectations are very high and fight doesn't live up to the expectations, and every once in a while it exceeds even the highest expectations. And those are the memorable fights, and I think Marquez Pacquiao were among those, and Pacquiao when he fought Morales and Barrera and Morales, and on and on, and certainly the first Frazier-Ali fight, which was probably the greatest event I've ever covered, and that includes World Series and Masters tournaments and Olympics and Super Bowls and all the rest.
We only have 90 seconds left, Larry, but when you think about boxing and your involvement in it, is there a moment in boxing that's kind of ingrained in your mind that you'll never forget?
Oh, there are a number, but I would say the visceral noise that emerged from the crowd right before Ali Frazier won, that this fight, which had been built up for 3 years between two fighters that were polar opposites in many ways, in which the whole country and the whole world had taken sides, that guttural roar, I can still see it in my mind's ear. But I could probably, if I thought about it, give you 5 or 10 or 20 other great moments I've had at ringside.
Is it harder to become a champion or is it harder to stay a champion, Larry?
Both very hard. Very few fighters are capable of remaining champions because of all of the guys coming at them, trying to get what they have, and all of the distractions that come along with getting rich and famous.
Larry, I want to thank you very much for your time. You've always been very gracious to me here at Sports Byline. I know we'll see you back on the scene in boxing someplace. Take care, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Larry Merchant with us again, longtime boxing commentator for HBO Sports and HBO Boxing. He was inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame in 2002, and he just wrapped up his career with HBO, a 35-year career as a boxing commentator on HBO, and he's called all the great fights. We'll take a break as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.